Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. And let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. In my anguish I cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting me free. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I will look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side, but in the name of the Lord I cut them off. They swarmed around me like bees, but they died out as quickly as burning thorns. In the name of the Lord I cut them off. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory sound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die, but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. And I will give you thanks, for you answered me, and you have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. For blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us. And with bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Psalm 118. In Psalm 118, there are points that stand out that we must consider in our walk with the Lord. Israel, led by David, was called to rejoice. God had delivered them on more than one occasion. We have much to be thankful for. David knew that the Lord walked with him, that he heard him, and now he wanted to proclaim his own deliverance. What can man do to me if the Lord is with me? What have I to fear? Ask yourself this. And it is better to take refuge in the Lord. He alone is faithful and trustworthy, and all men have fallen into sin, whether they want to acknowledge that as fact or not. And being surrounded, when we leave the shelter of the church, when we leave the shelter of our homes and go out into the world, we will be surrounded by those of different views, of different purpose. And yet we are to remember that even though we may be challenged or threatened, that God is with us. And greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. God will prepare a way for you, give you the words to speak. Be in his word to know and recognize the signs and the opportunities before you. And he will give you a way to proclaim the works he has done, both in the ancient days and in our own days. We cannot save, only he can. But we can proclaim what he has done, what he is doing, and what is to come. People are passing away. Should we withhold from them the possibility of life? When hope has fallen, good news must be proclaimed. And what better news than that Jesus lives? In Psalm 118, verse 17, it really says it best, and it directs us to what we are to do. I will not die, but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. Ah, then comes change. The Lord changed me. He guided my direction. He guided my thoughts. He guided my life. And he asked of me that I guard my heart, for it is the wellspring of life, and from it flows what I need to live a life that will cry out to the world what he has done, because I cannot keep it in. nor do I want to keep it to myself. Should not all of our hearts burn as Jeremiah's did in Jeremiah 20, verse 9? He says, but if I say, I will not mention him or speak any more in his name. His word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones, and I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. And then we answer to him, I come. That should be our response when called. The Lord makes a way for us, for any of us. Was the journey to the foot of the cross easy? If it had been, then we would have made it long before we did, and the burdens that we carried to it would have not been so heavy. But it did, and they were. Is then the unloading of them and the new life given you not something to shout to the world about? Is it not good news to a world that is dying? For in it are people that we know and that we love. And who will tell them and encourage them if not us? Did not someone do that same for us? If you're not excited about what the Lord has done for you, then maybe it is time to seriously consider the condition of the relationship that you claim as your own. If the Lord has set you free, then you are free indeed. And if you trusted him to free you and give you life, then why would you choose to be afraid to live the life that he has given you? And the stone the builders rejected, the firm and steady foundation now set under your feet, is Jesus. And by his coming to a people that would reject his word, hate him for who he was, and would kill him because they felt threatened by the truth that they would hear, that after facing all of this, that with his last breaths, because of his love for those who despised him to the point of death, he asked God the Father to forgive them, for they knew not what they do. Can we not also forgive those who will reject our proclamation of what the Lord has done? O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. These things he has promised he would do if we persevere in our walk. Christians, step out in faith. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us. It does not end with your deliverance, but as our Lord's prayer says, deliver us from evil. This is not singular, but plural, a call for the world to know. Jesus came that the world may be saved from the condemnation that stands upon it already. This is not just your little corner of it, but by proclamation, that the world may know. And then we are to pray and proclaim. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Yes, the days often leave us weary, tired to the bone, but we are not to be silent when calls for righteousness arise. We are not to leave it to someone else when we are given opportunity to stand in the gap for another, to fight for life and resist those things that lead to death. We are to be thankful, and for this to exalt, proclaim what the Lord has done. We cannot sit on our hands, nor cover our eyes or close our lips because it makes us uncomfortable to confront the evils of the world, not when we've been equipped to stand against them. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Remember the what-ifs that you may reflect on in your life will only be a part of the journey that brings us to stand before the Lord. How many what-ifs will be presented to you on that day? The day and show you that there were opportunities to have influenced by you another by proclaiming what the Lord has done. Christian, it is time to take a righteous stand on the issues that we face in our culture today. If you hoard your gift of salvation, then you take from God the glory that is his. If you are afraid to share how the Lord delivered you from a life of, and we each have our own stories, then you must ask, are you really delivered from bondage? And if shame follows you, then you need to spend more time with the Lord talking about those days of how you got there. And by acknowledging the choices you made while there, recognize the pain you caused to God and to others. Disarm the power that you give the accuser. That is one of the keys to overcoming. It is the taking away of the power of your guilt, and you do this by your openly confessing to the Lord, pouring out to him what he knows already. but you have need of hearing it. And then sincerely asking him to change those things in you that need changing. Then proclaim to the world what the Lord has done, and just try to keep it in. You'll find a new freedom and a fresh breath has come into your life. Go out into the world, Christian, and live. Really live as Jesus did for others. Heavenly Father, I ask now, Lord, that your church, that we would seek the courage needed to proclaim to a hostile world what you have done. In Jesus' name, amen.